world, you'll be distressed. Maybe this is a little bit more modern here. If you look to the world, you'll be distressed. But if you look to the Lord, you'll find rest. I think that's for someone today. You're distressed. Yeah, you get your eyes on God. You're depressed. Get your eyes on yourself. Maybe God brought you to church just to hear. Turn to God, our Father. So wherever we are, I do nothing, but hey, we're all going to go to the movie. Yeah, hey, let's get to the ready. I want to break before we go to the movie. All right, movie's over, bonfire. Hey, you guys, we're all sitting around the bonfire. Yeah, I want to break. And I just realized I don't have to do that. I'm always, and it's amazing how God began to move powerfully just with something as simple as being the one that says, hey, let's pray together. There's some missionaries that are home from Amsterdam, and we had dinner with them this last week. And the night was beautiful, but then the missionary said, hey, before you guys go, do you want to pray? I encourage you to do that. Whenever you have guests over, just ask them if they want to pray. Yesterday we had a lunch at Taco Bar, and our waitress, she just, I could sense God talk for her, and we were talking to her at the end, and you know, and we asked her name, and I appreciate it.
Encourages
saving, though he will not rise and give to him because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So they're asking to be taught how to pray. Jesus is teaching them, and one of the main things he now teaches is to learn to persist. And that's now he's going to teach them that. The next verse, verse 9. I say to you, ask, where the Greek language is, you've heard me teach this over and over again. Keep asking, and it'll be given to you. Persistent prayer. Keep seeking, and you'll find. Keep knocking, and it'll be open to you. For everyone who keeps asking will receive, and he who keeps seeking will find. And if everyone keeps knocking, it'll be opened. And you know, we ask the question, and you've heard me ask it before, why do we need persistent prayer? Doesn't God hear us? Does he need me groveling at his feet so he'll finally respond? What's wrong with God? Doesn't he hear? Is he a God that can answer when I ask? And I know that you know this is true. When I tell you what I'm going to tell you. God is in the waiting. It's so often when we're praying and it feels like God isn't hearing and we're asking and nothing's happening that God is sanctifying us. God is changing us. So often our prayers are, I want this, do this. And over time, God's will is slowly becoming our will. We start asking the right things, and then God begins to move. And God begins to answer. And you know, so often it's a timing issue. Sometimes the answer is a no, and over time we discern that. But more often than not, the answer is not yet. And Jesus said this. He said, that's one of my favorite verses. My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. That's me. When I pray, I'm ready now. Tuesday night, 28 years ago, Lord, let's get this thing going. We need a church. We're in a senior center. You know, and we prayed for 2 years and 5 years and not yet, and 10 years and not yet. You know what? I would have been so happy for me saying, it's so true, though. I'm just two acres of asphalt, Lord. That's all we need. Anywhere, 2 acres of asphalt. Look what God had on his heart. Would we rather have the 2 acres of asphalt or 50 acres in an amphitheater? It wasn't a no, it was just not yet. Just wait for me. I've got something. Wait. So often that's what's happening when we're persisting in prayer. And then we're lined up when God says, now. And then we move. And then comes the blessing. And I want to leave that, and I want to follow Jesus' teaching. That for Jesus teaches us here, the other thing I want you to see, really just two things this morning. This is the second thing, that the Holy Spirit working in our lives is connected to prayer. Jesus is teaching us here, we're going to read in the next verses, that we're to keep asking and keep seeking and keep knocking. But at the very heart of everything we're to be asking for is for the Spirit of God to move in our lives. You need to be praying that daily, every day. The person of the Holy Spirit. Do you know how exciting it is to learn to walk with the person of the Holy Spirit? That just as Jesus was with the disciples, the Holy Spirit is with you. The person, the power, the gifts, the leading. Pray that every day. Every day, ask the Holy Spirit to do a work. You know, it wasn't that long ago, and I had a busy week, and I was going out to Seattle, and I put a jacket online to sell, and I probably shouldn't have. It was so busy, and the night came, this guy was coming over, Carlos came over, and he looked at the jacket, he tried it on, and we talked a little bit, and he says, yeah, it's interesting, you're a pastor. I went to church the first time in my life this week. Oh. Wouldn't you think if anyone was ready to carry out the Great Commission and reach the world, it would be those who were with Jesus for 3 years? But it's so interesting. He tells them to go, the whole world, preach the gospel, but first you have to wait. John baptized with water, but in not many days from now, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. They already have the Holy Spirit in them. Jesus had already breathed on them and said, receive you the Holy Spirit. But they were to wait for Pentecost. They were to wait for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on them so that there's power to reach others. We'll never be reaching others apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. But when there is power in our life, God will begin to reach others through us. And Luke shows us, what were they doing? There were 120 of them. They were in a prayer meeting, a bunch of women, the apostles, and then many of the followers of Jesus. They were all praying, and as they persisted in prayer, the Holy Spirit was poured out. And Luke just shows us that over and over again. In chapter 4, they were under all kinds of pressure from the culture around them, and again, even after Pentecost, they prayed, the place was shaken, and the Holy Spirit was poured out on them, and they began to speak boldly in hostile culture. And Luke just shows us over and over in chapter 8, Philip, because of persecution, he has to leave Jerusalem, he goes to Samaria, he starts preaching Christ. All these people start getting saved and baptized. They're true believers. They're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even this sorcerer, thank you, by the way, it gives them help. Even this sorcerer